I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. I spent much of my childhood in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, so the news from there this week was especially shocking. But you don't have to come from there to feel the loss of the three students who were killed by a neighbor. The FBI says it's looking into the deaths of Yusor Abu Salah, her sister Razan Abu Salah, and Yusor's husband Dea Barakat. And Muslim groups are planning to press federal authorities for a hate crime investigation. They're holding Friday prayers in front of the White House today. We reached out to someone who knew one of the students, Dea Barakat. Aladdin Attar is a dentist with the Syrian American Medical Society. You and Dea had been working pretty closely, Aladdin, so first of all, let me offer you my condolences. It's terrible news.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us a bit about how you knew Dea Barakat, how you met?
Sure. I met Dea through a mutual friend. We have a mutual friend of ours who is also a dentist, and he connected us. So basically, Dea contacted me. He was talking to me about his experiences and how he wanted to go to Turkey into the southern border and do a mission trip. The reason he contacted me was because he had heard I had previous experience going into that region. I had gone on two previous trips to the southern border of Turkey in the last 3 years. I was very flattered. He invited me to join his trip, and not only to join the trip, to lead his trip and lead the team. So I was actually flattered and, you know, to be honest, overjoyed, and I was happy because I like that stuff. So.
I know Dea's family is from Syria. Can you tell me more about this mission that he was trying to organize and that you worked with him on?
We're talking about a big team of about 20 of us going to a specific site on the southern border of Turkey. The town is called Rihaniye. There's an orphanage there. So he wanted to work in that orphanage, and he would ask my advice on his donation page. What do you think of this? And he made T-shirts up. I mean, I even have on my phone right now a picture of the T-shirt he just sent me on Saturday. Hey, what do you think of these T-shirts we're going to design? So I talked to him on Saturday. I can't believe
it.
When we first started everything, he had raised around – I mean, I was with him from ground one. He had raised nothing at one point. So then last I heard, you know, from Saturday, we had around $14,000, $15,000, and now it's going to be upwards of $300,000 or something like that.
That's happened since the tragedy earlier this week.
Right. Yeah. No. Now. So we started at $15,000 in donations for the mission trip, and now there's over $300,000.
Well, what did he tell you about his view of the war in Syria and the uprising that led to this tragedy that is this war and the massive flight of refugees he wanted to help?
He wanted to stay out of it really politically. I mean, really, we're coming from the humanitarian perspective. When we know there's over 200,000, you know, dead, over 9 million refugees, so this is such a tragedy. You're really coming from a humanitarian perspective. Our goal really is to try and just leave no child behind and help as many of these children and adults as well, too, because these people are desperate. I mean, his views were pretty much very similar to mine. We want to stop the killing as quickly as possible. And, you know, since we're not political players, we can help in terms of other ways. How can we help? We go on social media. We try and, you know, advocate for the rights of these people. We try and just bring light to the situation and explain to the world what's, you know, how the tragedy is unfolding and what's happening. And then more so than that, bringing equipment, bringing medicine, even bringing antibiotics, bringing whatever we can into the area, distributing it to the refugee camps.
Is there any comfort in knowing that perhaps some good can come out of what really seems like a senseless loss of life?
That's a really tough question. I mean, it's been said that it could be a silver lining, and that's a tremendous outpouring of support. And, you know, when you think, wow, $300,000 or $500,000, it's going to go a long way to getting that to the refugees. That's unbelievable. And, you know, that was his legacy. That's what he wanted. So in a sense, you could say yes, but to be honest, you could never replace. It's just such a loss of human life, you know. It's very tough for the families, for everybody involved, all those parties. It's a very, very difficult situation because he had so much to offer. His wife had so much to offer. You know, I think the potential there was limitless. So I guess the good news is we have some funding to carry out his good works, and, you know, it's not going to go in vain. We're going to definitely continue on his work.
Yeah. Small consolation, though. Aladdin Attar, a dentist with the Syrian American Medical Society. Again, our thoughts go out to you, and thank you very much for telling us about Dea Barakat and his generosity.
Thank you for your time.